Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Of the CIA, thanks so much for joining us. And we turn now to the former managing editor of the Chicago Tribune, James Warren, on this developing story out of Illinois, Governor Blagojevich taken into custody after a long investigation on so-called pay-to-play corruption, which has apparently escalated this morning with the governor taken into custody. Jim Warren, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure. Who would have thought that there'd be something that so quickly could get the Chicago Tribune or Tribune Company's own bankruptcy off the front pages?
Exactly. Just announced yesterday. Well, what do you know about the investigation that's been proceeding for a while and the circumstances of this arrest this morning, which my co-host rightly notes is very, very unusual for a sitting public official?
Yeah, well, what one knows is that now for 2 or 3 years, there's been a huge amount of smoke, and one has assumed that there was fire that was going to lead to the governor's office. You've got something like 12 or 13 people who've been indicted, many of them convicted. You've had trials in which you had lots of evidence of kickbacks being part and parcel of the way one had to do business in the state of Illinois and involved people doing business on behalf of a state teacher's pension fund and another big state board, little known to
most
people.
You have a former governor right now who's in prison.
You had a former governor who's been in prison. You had a previous Democratic governor long ago who was in prison. You had a previous a Republican governor long, long, long ago, Ogilvy, who spent time in prison. So, yeah, you've got a rich, rich bipartisan tradition of corruption in this state. And ironically, Rod Blagojevich, whom I got to know when he was a U.S. congressman, Democrat, who actually represented the district in which I live in, which is the district where Rahm Emanuel is now the current congressman.
So it's all very convoluted, and I wish we had a lot of time to talk to you, but we don't. But what are these? What makes it particularly sensational this morning is the suggestion in some of the reporting that somehow the governor was trying to go about appointing Obama's replacement in the Senate in some sort of disreputable way.
Yeah, that I don't get. There's been a huge amount of speculation about who he would pick. Yesterday, he had a lengthy meeting with one of the people who most wants the job, and I think was not necessarily a likely choice.
Well, one thing that's not speculative, though, Jim, is that the feds were apparently given permission to record his conversations about the pick. So there was some suspicion there, that's for sure.
Right, and there was a top aide named John Wyma, W-Y-M-A, who was in some fashion involved in the recording process. And Blagojevich yesterday, in fact, very openly and for the first time, you know, talked about and almost defiantly talked about
right.
the disclosure of the tape recording,
well,
saying, "Hey, I got nothing to hide."
Right. Well, there will be more information today. A news conference today from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The governor has denied any wrongdoing. Much more on this story. Jim Warren, former managing editor of the Chicago Tribune. Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you.